Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
This is the stinking truth.
All right, so here is my solemn pledge to you. I'm not going to take the Bills anymore. All right, you guys should go on a run because I'm no longer going to pick the Bills.
Yeah,
like every time I pick the Bills, they lose in dramatic fashion. And so that is on me. I am right here. Hand up. That's on me.
Well, the Bills find themselves in a very unusual position because they're looking up at the Patriots, who are now a clear two games ahead of them. Plus, they have the tie, you know, because of the tiebreaker. So, New England.
Did you see Henderson at the end of that game, by the way?
I thought that. I've never seen that. So, for those who didn't see it, Travion Henderson was heading in for a touchdown. To put
breaks
him up.
A long run down the sideline, yeah, down the left hand sideline.
And this is going to put them up 28-16. But they're under 2 minutes left. And Tampa's out of timeouts. And so he actually, as he's cruising in at like the 15-yard line, looks over to the sideline and points like, do you want me to go in?
And starts veering to buy himself some time, veering into the middle of the field so he can look at Mike Vrabel and goes, and he's pointing. He goes, You want me to go in?
I've never seen anything like that.
I haven't either.
And so, I don't know, apparently got the blessing. He ends up scoring.
He got the papal blessing. I think Vrabel went like this on the sideline.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
He goes, want me to go in? And so then he went in and scored.
But it just goes to show that every button that Vrabel is pushing right now is working because, you know, he did go in to score. Tampa comes down and scores. They had to get a great play from Stephon Diggs on the onside kick, who made a great catch to go up and get the onside kick. And then he also played a little fast and loose. He gave up a play down by the goal line. Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
Okay. So they've got a first and goal at the end of the first half. He has Drake May just take a knee on first down to keep the clock running because he doesn't want Tampa to get any time. Gets to a fourth down, and they end up a beautiful pass by May.
Uh-huh.
Diggs goes up and makes a catch. He gets 2 feet. It was a very, very
oh, that's the touchdown Diggs
play.
Had. Right, yeah,
I
yeah.
Mean, it was a very, I mean, so if he doesn't make that play, they don't get anything.
Yeah.
And Vrabel looks like a dummy. But everything is working for him right now.
Yeah.
He's on a roll.
He's big. He's been big on going for it on fourth down. They've been unbelievable, both sides of the ball. Their young quarterback in Drake May is playing an MVP level. Did again yesterday with some big touchdowns. There's some excitement there, and they have really done some things. You know, we saw this here in Denver with Bo Nix just really struggling on a Thursday night game against the Raiders. And then you got an opportunity to watch.
Yeah.
You watch Drake May, you watch that New England
game.
Here's
what stands out to me. When we talk about young quarterbacks, right, and we've been talking about second-year quarterbacks, how much they look to take off and run when there's pressure, even if they don't really see pressure. You talk about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy did a bunch of it. Bo Nix has been doing a lot of it. I was very impressed by how calm Drake May is in the pocket.
Yeah.
There's a lot of calmness. There's not a lot of happy feet. He stands in there. He's willing to let the pocket get muddy, still deliver the football. He's willing to take a hit, still deliver the football. I don't know. I came away very impressed.
How many
second year quarterback?
Yeah, no, he's been unbelievable. How many rushes did he have yesterday? Do you know? Let me just look really quick. I got it right here. Okay, so because Drake May is one of those dudes. So he had seven rushing attempts, only had 13 yards, okay? But the reason I asked you that is because one of the things that I did one of their games a couple weeks ago, and one of the things I talked to the Patriots about was just – it was a Patriots-Cleveland game. And just about – I talked to Josh McDaniels just about the development of Drake May. And he's like, I'd like him to run a little bit less. I'd like him to take a few less hits than he takes in the pocket and stuff. But when I studied him, there was so much of him just going 1-2 on the front side. If that's not open, take off and make a play with my feet. And so I just said to Josh, I go, that's what I'm seeing on a consistent basis. Am I off base there? He goes, no, that's exactly kind of the way he's operating right now. Now, he goes, I'd love to see him get 1-2-3. 1-2-3 is the next progression, and that would take some of those hits off of him, some of those sacks, some of those scrambles and all that stuff. And he gets there occasionally. He just doesn't get there consistently.
You were working your own game yesterday. You might want to
I
don't know, just to my untrained eyes, it looked like he was letting a little bit more time for the play to develop.
Right. Well, but that was like, that's the next step is what Josh was saying. He's going 1-2-3, 1-2-3 to check down. Like, so we're trying to get him off some of the scramble stuff, but it's at his time and what he feels comfortable with. And then he was like, man, the kid is so smart, insatiable appetite, da 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 da. And I go, oh, so you're saying he's better than Brady? And he goes, I did not say, right? He's like, oh, I bet, you know, I'm just going to needle a little bit. But that's where he is. But here's the whole point of me saying this stuff is you look at the Broncos right now, right? And you look at Bo Nix and the difference. Bo Nix looks frenetic. He looks like there's too much on his plate. He looks like he's overwhelmed. Where Drake May looks like he is calm. Mm-hmm. He is cool. He knows exactly what he's looking for. And he's operating in the confines of the offense, so to speak. And you look at the Broncos, man, they're the most penalized team in the most penalized offense in football, right? And so what happens, and what I know to be true just from playing and some of the coaches I've talked to, is that the more complicated you make it as a coach, the more apt you are to have failure from a lack of understanding standpoint. And when you have that many penalties, Mike, normally that's because why? Because you're thinking too much. So if you're using tons of personnel groupings, right, and all of a sudden a new personnel grouping comes in, so you're late on the clock, so all of a sudden you got to force a timeout or you take a delay a game or a guy lines up in the wrong position, you got him getting a new position. Like, all those things matter. Or if you're at the line of scrimmage deciding, hey, man, we're reading safety rotation. If the strong safety comes down, we're going to check to this run. If the weak safety comes down, we're checking to this run. If they stay in too high, you know, we're checking to this run. If they get to one high, we want to throw the football. When you're doing all that stuff, it makes you just a little bit hesitant because you're thinking as an offense, oh, I got to think about this. I got to think about that. Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you snap the ball, and what happens to you as an offensive lineman? Somebody's on your edge. When somebody's on your edge, you feel like, oh, shoot, here we go. This guy's going to make a play. So what do? You yank him down a little bit, right? You hold on to him, and then you get a holding call. And all those little things, like when you have a lot of penalties on the offensive side of the ball, to me, that is, I've got too much stuff that my players are thinking about.
Well, then why is Sean Payton doing it? Because this is a guy who's been at the forefront of calling NFL offenses for 25 years now. He's had a ton of success. He knows what really good offensive football is, so he can't recognize that?
One reason only. I think that Sean Payton sees how good a football team he has, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and how he is going to make up for maybe some lack of dynamic nature of the offense from through a scheme standpoint. And so I think he's
doesn't have the playmakers necessarily.
Right.
Okay.
I think he's taking some short-term pain for long-term gain. Going, we can win based upon our defense. We'll win a lot of games. And we've had some moments in the fourth quarter where we've really operated well. But for us to do what I want to do with this team, which is represent the AFC and AFC championship game and have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, we're going to have to be able to out-scheme teams in the playoffs. And so I think there's an aspect of him going, I'll take, like, as painful as it is, and you watched him Thursday night, it looked like he was chewing glass on the sideline, like, oh, this glass is delicious. You know, I mean, it was not a good look. And so I think that's part of the evolution of what they're trying to accomplish.
All right, I'm going to have to, while I gave you credit at the start of this podcast.
Yeah, now you're going to cut me down.
I'm going to cut you down.
Okay.
All right? Because for the last year on this podcast, you've been going on and on and on about how Aaron Rodgers still has a lot of football left in the tank. And I believed you. And then I watched him play last night, and it looked like that tank is on empty.
Yeah.
So what is it? He insisted, and he came out after the game, says, I have to be better. And, you know, then he talked about the long season, the ebb and flow of the season, and I promise to be better. But, whew.
Yeah, it's not good.
They started 4-1, and they've lost 3 of their last 4.
Yeah. Mike, I am going to acquiesce and say that Aaron Rodgers looked old. just doesn't. Like, there are those moments, and we've all had them, you know, as you get to be an older player where you have that game where you're just like, son of a gun.
You tell the story all the time about how you were looking at an old film of yours near the end.
Yeah.
And you were like, who the hell's that guy?
Right.
And then you realized it was you.
Right.
And you said, I got to get out.
Do you know in that same season, so I saw that film of myself, and I didn't have my glasses on at the time. It was a snowy day, so we were out there, and I'm like, oh, dude, that guy sucks. Like, I thought it was one of our, practice squad kids, and I was like, wait a minute, rewind that, and I was like, oh, shit, that's me. Like, but in that same season, early in the season, before my knee just collapsed, but early in that season, that was year 12, I had a three-game stretch where I was playing as well as I had played at almost any time in my career. And I remember talking to my wife going, I'm playing really good, like really well. And I felt that my knee was bothering me at the time, but I hadn't completely just given up. And so, and I'd always played with injury and always been able to play well with injury. But I was like, babe, I might try to see if I can't sign another three-year deal. Go 15. I could go 15, right? And so we were having this conversation, and then it just, like, I had this big raw spot, big hole in my knee where I had no, it just was bone, it just pure raw exposed bone, because the articular cartilage, I don't really have any cartilage in my left knee. All the meniscus is gone. And so the articular cartilage is the covering over the bone, like formica on top of a table. Right. I just had a big old hole in my knee, and it just got so bad that I'd hit it, and my leg would just kind of collapse. And at that point, it was just like, I went from like this just to whoom, like I couldn't block anybody.
See, that was the lesson you learned. Is that after an entire career of going through always wondering who was ready to jump out around the corner and scare you, boo.
Yeah.
You know, always looking for the other shoe to fall, you actually started to feel confident. And that should've was your biggest mistake.
Yeah, my biggest mistake is feeling like.
You should just continue to feel like, I don't know how long this is going to last, you know.
Yeah.
Instead, you started to believe.
Yeah, and I started to believe it could be. And yeah, my knees. Wow. Yeah, it was.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Right, exactly. Don't ever actually feel like you got things under control.
Nope.
That's the kiss of death.
Yeah, kiss of death. Then the rug gets pulled out right from underneath.
That's right.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.